live before you. We honor you. You sanctify all of our little jobs and tasks as well, and that we can live for your glory. Thank you that you've given us such rich purpose to us. Thank you that you remind us again, Sunday after Sunday, of our identity in Christ, that we are who you say we are, not what other people say. We ask for your blessing today, both on this Sunday school as well as all the kids in the upper room. We pray that you would move us by your word, by your glory, by your caring and tending us, inviting us to banquet with you. We pray that you do that particularly as we move into the worship service. Meet with us and bless us for our good and for your glory. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, so sit in groups of three or four or two if you're Mary and Rebecca up here. Maybe somebody can join these two ladies. Help them out. But last week we looked at what is hospitality. You remember if we went to the Greek, we sort of did a little chew on philoxenia, xenophobia, fear of strangers, and phileo, maybe you remember that, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. So loving strangers, stranger love is at the root of the word itself. We looked at several different texts that call us, that charge us in Scripture to show hospitality. One is in Peter, 1 Peter 4. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. And there are many others like that. We looked at sort of what are the roots underneath it. So let me first go according to the outline. What is it? What is philoxenia? Loving strangers. And a very narrow definition, if you will, of hospitality then is inviting people into our home to love, to care, and to welcome others with the intent to build them up. So there's some intent there. There's a purpose behind it. A broader definition, which is what we'll be looking at a little bit more today, is that it's not just that narrow. You've got to invite people into your home and feed them crackers and cheese or something else, peanut butter. Only two options, I promise. But it's really a whole life disposition where our hearts are focused outward toward others who are often very different from us. So I'll read my little definition here, and you can tell me it's no good later. A whole... yeah, sorry, I shouldn't say things like that, but they just happen. Lots to repent over, right? A whole life disposition toward others, particularly strangers and the hurting. We saw that in Luke 14, which seeks to welcome, love, care for, and strengthen them so that they draw closer to God, to the church, and into relationship with us. So there's a bunch of things we're seeking to do as we meet people here at church, as we meet people on the street, as we interact with folks at work in the neighborhood. And then the basis of hospitality, this is about as far as we got last time. The basis of it, what's underneath it? Well, it's really God himself and the doctrine of adoption, where God adopts us into his family. We are strangers and exiles ourselves. That's in Exodus. It says, you were aliens, exiles, strangers in Egypt. And yet, I took you out of Egypt and made you my family, called you my own. First Peter says the same thing. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. That's underneath hospitality, as well as the doctrine of a union with Christ. We looked at the Westminster Confession, just to summarize it. It talks in terms of all Christians united to Christ. So there is being grafted in. Have communion with one another. And the same fellowship we share with the Lord Jesus or with the triune God, we are to share with one another, using our gifts to build each other up, to help each other persevere and live well before the Lord. So that's where we got last time. And just before the kids came in with their long string, it was kind of fun to see. We began looking at the goal of hospitality. So what I'd like you to do is to go back to that question, what's the point? What are we trying to do with hospitality? There are a bunch of different things that the Scripture talks about. I have some on your outline. You'll see some of the texts that I've listed. And so use those in your little groups and talk about that. What are some of the goals of hospitality? Some are really big, broad goals, and some are very narrow goals where things get really, down to earth. So I have a couple of verses there. Matthew 25, that's to just prime the pump, get you thinking. Romans chapter 12, and then the larger catechism 26, and 3 John chapter, that's always weird. It says 3 John 8, but there's only 8, 9, 10 verses in that book. And the Westminster Larger Catechism that we refer to, that's the communion with Christ one. That's in the footnote at the bottom of page 1. So what I want you to be doing right now is talking among yourselves. I'll try to be quiet. It's going to be tough. But talk together. What are some of the goals? What are some of the purposes of hospitality? Does that make sense? You know what you should be talking about? Okay. So get to work. Groups of three or four, maybe six, just kidding. What are some of the goals? And look up some of those passages at least to get things going.
Thank you.
All right, I think I'm going to break in and just have you share a little bit of some of the goals of hospitality that you came up with. I'm going to give a mic to various groups, or just if you want to say something, not to make you nervous, but it just helps everybody hear right away. Instead of me having to repeat everything you say, I'm going to miss half the gold nuggets. I'd rather that you just share them. And when you hold the mic, you just hold it right up in front of your, as if you're going to eat a chocolate bar or something. That'd be a little, well, ice cream cone. There we go. Yeah, ice cream cone. So what are some of the goals of hospitality? Maybe a group wants to volunteer something. I'll walk over to you. I see Tim Rigg being tapped on the shoulder to share, so I'll walk over that way. That's what kids do, isn't it? I'll put you on the spot here. All right, you don't mind, huh?
Okay, so I'll try to share what we discussed. So we thought that God wants us to be hospitable to our fellow citizens. Is that the right way? To serve Him and show His love and what we do unto them, we're doing to Him, and we'll never really realize the good we do if we're building up some of His people to help serve Him. They could end up serving Him in great ways. Does that make sense?
No, that's great. That's, I think, probably about three or four goals in there. I'm going to see if anyone else wants to build on those. Thank you, Tim, and thanks, Anna, for putting him on the spot. Who'd like to pick up on some of those things? Or, yeah, over here? Westwood. I love how people are volunteered today.
So we talked about the idea of Southern hospitality and how that's something in the U.S. that's just known.
When, isn't that a magazine or something?
No, it's a thing. So, you know, it's just known if you're an American that the South is very hospitable, and it's just something you know about it, and something unique when you go down South that you experience. And so we just kind of talked about how that relates here, and just that by our hospitality, non-Christians or those who we're being hospitable to will see something different about us. It's something unique and something it's a characteristic of us. So we just thought it was a way to you know, be a Christian witness in being hospitable. So
yeah, good. Thanks. Anyone else on this side? Somebody want to volunteer? Someone else? Karen, you want to add something? You're smiling, so I'll just volunteer you. Very good.
Well, I had a cricket sound going on in my mind.
I read a great story about crickets, and one fellow called them clickets instead. Clickets. But anyways, that's...
won't remember.
Clickets.
The clicket in Times Square.
Didn't
but anyways.
Have anything to add?
Yeah. Joe, I'm volunteering.
Thank you.
So we talked about kind of two different concepts in our group. One, the first was hospitality to those outside of the church, and sharing God's love in a, you know, being intentional about it, but not necessarily evangelistic. So it's a way to show Christ's love and be selfless to someone else and show them your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then the second concept we talk about came from 3 John, and the context there is about supporting missionaries. And I'll read it real quick in case people didn't. 3 John verse 8, we ought therefore to show hospitality to such men so that we may work together for the truth. And so that what we discussed there was showing hospitality to brothers in faith builds them up, but also is a way of supporting their outreach. You know, if you're supporting missionaries to and from the field, it's a way of deferring cost. And supporting them that way. So.
Yeah. Thank you. So I think some of you touched on this. That in the Matthew 28 passage, strikingly, Jesus says, as you serve one another, cups of water and things like that, very simple things, he says, you're serving me. And so in a very real sense, hospitality is serving Christ himself. Matthew 28 says that. It's not me making it up. That's a big deal. Another aspect that I think Tim mentioned this is sort of the reflecting of God himself. We're made as image bearers, and as we show hospitality, what are we doing? I think Luke 14 talks about this sort of the banquet. We reflect that same banquet that we've been invited to, where we invite other people to have a taste, people who you might say don't deserve it, are different from us, are strangers to us, and yet we invite them in, and not just to feed them, but to love them. There's a real reflection of the gospel itself in that hospitality. So those are some of the bigger picture ones, reflecting Christ, serving Christ, giving thanks to God for his gifts. This is one of the expressions of, as we have been given such lavish kindnesses to us, often here in the States, I think physically, lots of things. It's a way of thanking God by being generous with what we have, with our homes, with our coffee makers, even with our Starbucks table. And then one that you've been touching on more is the outreach aspect. There's also a very significant in-reach aspect. Turn over your handouts for a second. You'll see Rosaria Butterfield comments on, I think it's Hebrews 11, and she says, now this is said fairly strongly, but I think it really makes a point. Hospitality is a significant way to strengthen the local church, to help build each other up. So let me find that quote for a second. It's the very bottom, it's the bigger one. We all face problems of loneliness, sin, grief, betrayal. How can one person face all that alone? Well, by faith. And she's just gone through the hall of Christians trusting God, even though they're sawn in two, even though they're blowing it left, right, and center. But they keep looking to Christ. It's by faith that we can persevere through all these trials and, Moses leaving Egypt and so on. So back to the quote. We are all conquerors of the problems that we face only by faith. And Christian hospitality in the community that develops from it is, I believe, the ground zero of our life in Christ. Here's your point. It is how our faith is visible and serviceable, powerful and potent. Hospitality from the home, in the neighborhood, and through the membership of the local congregation has the potential to transform us. Hospitality is our by faith bridge to each other through Christ. I'm not going to dissect that whole deal, but I think the picture is there are a whole bunch of passages in Scripture that talk about one another, loving, caring for, praying for one another. Where do you do that? Well, you do that when you have close and intimate fellowship. Then you begin to open up. And we'll get into evangelism later, but our communities are dying for that type of fellowship where people know them. Well, often in the church we are too. And hospitality is, she says, that bridge where we walk with one another through the difficulties of life. Does that make sense? I think that's a very helpful point where it really elevates the significance of that caring for one another. And that's why I want to talk about the whole concept of the church and hospitality, which we'll get to later today. Strengthen the local church, support gospel workers. And maybe my conclusion to this question, the goal of hospitality is what we want, our desire is for people to go from being strangers to God, strangers to us, strangers to the church, or all kinds of people who once went to church and now are strangers to it. We want them to go from being strangers to being family, God's family primarily, but also where they are touched by a community. I better stop there. We'll never get through the day's outline. Let me just say this, and this is really significant to folks who come from tight communities, think Muslims, the conference yesterday, who when they come to faith, they're completely rejected. Where do they go? They need a home. They need to be tended and cared for. And I don't think that's just Muslims. There are people in all sorts of communities. Once they come to faith, they're cut off. And they need to find that home. And that needs to be us. But that's an aside, and it's a good one, but I better go on to the next question. And that's really thinking more specifically now about hospitality in the local church. Now, when I say church, I mean, think specifically New Hope as a whole. I don't mean the individuals per se. I hope that's clear. So when I ask the question, think of us as a church. And so what I want to think then is first about what is the church? How would you define church? I don't know. You think about it. And then what I want to ask about that is, once you answer that question, come up with a rough definition of the church. And then how are the foundations of hospitality found in what the church is? That's where I'm going with this. Because I think within the definition of church, you find the roots of hospitality, or the fingerprints at least, of caring for the stranger are right in the idea of church itself. I don't think I'm pushing it. I could be, and you can rebuke me for that. I think there are a couple texts there as well to help you with what is the church. Yes, Ephesians is the book of the church, I think. But 1 Peter chapter 2 also touches a little bit on how you might define the church or some aspects to it. So talk again with each other. How would you define the church? And then how are the foundations of hospitality found in what the church is? Ready, set, go. And feel free to move, you know, move closer to others or if you need a bigger group or a smaller group. I'm going to interrupt for just a moment. Keep on discussing in a second, but just a reminder of, remember the Greek word for church is ecclesia, ek and ecclesia, an assembly that's called out. So people who are called out, that's part of what the church is. Some of you probably touched on that. And then I think you mentioned, I've heard some of you, several of you talk about household or family. That's the definition of the church, a household of God. So God's people, you might think of, let me give you two cheats. Maybe just one. The larger catechism says, what is the church? Or what are the what benefits do the members of the Invisible Church enjoy by Christ? And it says, the members of the Invisible Church by Christ enjoy union and communion with him in grace and glory. So that's just maybe some helps in terms of what is the church, the people called out, people belonging now to God who enjoy communion, union with him. So take another maybe minute or two, and then we'll I'll hear some feedback on how are the foundations of hospitality tied to the church. All right, I'm going to interrupt, wrap up your question in about 1 second. Very good. And let's hear a little bit of, make some connections for us. How, in the very definition of church, where do you see the fingerprints of hospitality over that? Any group want to volunteer or be volunteered? I'll volunteer you otherwise. So. Nobody? Do you guys want to say something? You don't?
What?
You can't say no. You guys already had a turn. Do you guys have a turn? No. Here you go.
Gosh.
You're welcome. He gives it to his wife. No, I can pass it on. I don't have to. I already put you on the spot. But.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yep.
I guess the super. So one of the verses in Ephesians talked about how Christ is the cornerstone of the church. So obviously, if he's the head, if he's the head of the church, then his hospitality, how he came to serve mankind, you know, represents how we should be hospitable to others. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And give me your name again.
John.
John from where?
Martinsville, Virginia.
Well, great. Good to have you guys here. Anyone else? The question might have been bad. That's possible. Yep. Redeem it for me.
All right. It's loud. Okay. So we kind of saw like the church sent out ecclesia, that we are a group of people. I guess in the Bible verse it mentioned community, and we were seeing like the community aspect of before we were Christians, we were outside of Christ. And now that we are in Christ, we might have had nothing in common before, but we have something that's much more important. So that's attractive to people who come in. So as a community, we're kind of embracing people as they come in, and we're working together as a body. Like it looked like a smaller picture where you were talking about individual households acting on hospitality, but now it's the church, the community acting on hospitality. And how that looks is like, you know, you welcome people in as a group. You work together as a group to reach out to people.
And I think that's a good way to view when we all come together as a church, as New Hope, we're all adopted. We're all adopted. We're all those strangers who've been touched by God's grace and mercy. And we all share communion with him and with each other. That's what the church is. It's people. We're all aliens who've been called out into communion with God. And that's the gist of hospitality, where we share that same love with the stranger. I think that's the gist of where I was going. I just, I don't know if this line will capture it for you, but the church should be rife with hospitality, particularly after the service. Why? Because we've just had communion with the living God. People who don't belong, people who don't deserve to be there. Confession of Sin reminds us of that every week. And yet God in his mercy touches us once again. He invites us to table fellowship. and having fed on, feasted on Christ, that's the language of the Lord's Supper table, it ought to move us. We've met with God, we fellowship with Him. We should more naturally reflect God's love to others having tasted Him. 1 John 4, maybe this will underline it for you. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us. People see how God works in us by His Spirit as we love, as we live together. That's the gist of where I was going there. The next thing I want to think about then is, okay, if the church or what the church is, a people call out into fellowship with God, if the fingerprints of hospitality are all over that, then as a church we should be displaying this hospitality. And I don't want to go to the actions just yet. We'll get to that. But my question on your outline, I'm just going to answer it for you, is can a church as a whole be hospitable? Well, the obvious answer is yes, at least in this Sunday school class. Can a church as a whole be hospitable? And probably you felt that, where some churches have a sense of warmth and others don't. Where some you're engaged and others you're not. Well, is there biblical support for that, or is it just my idea because I'm teaching this class? Well, I hope not, and pray that those ideas die, but that they're biblical. And I would say, well, yes, I think there is biblical support for it. You know some of these passages. The Acts chapter 2 passage, remember the early church, they got together regularly, and they shared bread together, and they prayed together, and they spent time around the Word together. Acts 2, 42 and 43, right around there. They had all things in common. There is a picture of the early church practicing hospitality with one another. James, remember the... as an example of a church service, a poor man walks in and a rich man walks in, and you give all the laud and glory to the rich man and none to the poor man. He says, hold on, don't make those distinctions. You need to treat them with equal honor and care, sort of attending one another. Luke 14, that's the parable of the banquet where Jesus has this great banquet and everybody's too busy. I married a wife and I bought me a cow and I have fields and commitments and have a pretty son. Like, I can't come. And so they send them out to the byways, and they must, here's the banquet of God, and we must compel them to come in. The strangers, the broken, the poor, those unlike us. There's a pretty good picture of the final banquet, which the church is to begin reflecting now. I won't go into all the other passages, but the ones like Hebrews chapter 13, sort of one-liners in a way, but it's in the context of helping people maintain the faith, not to slip back into waywardness or falling back into Judaism or so on. How do you do that? Well, by loving one another, by hospitalizing. That's going to go backwards. Hospitalize one another. Hospital one another. Right. Tend and care for one another. And then the other examples from 1 Peter, I read that before. Show hospitality without grumbling. Those are plural imperatives, which we don't have those in English, but I don't think. But they're written to congregations as a whole, and so I think that's enough evidence to say yes, the church as a whole ought to show hospitality. Let me see if there's more there. One of the books I was reading talks about the church as a beacon for who God is. So again, reflecting God's tending or caring for us. So the questions I want to spend the last, we got about 10 minutes left, depends when the kids come, are these: how can the church as a whole practice hospitality? There's a couple sub-questions underneath that. One is, how can we hospital or show hospitality to one another at church? That's kind of thinking within the family. But then also, how can we show hospitality to strangers as a church? And think broadly in terms of strangers. That could be somebody you don't know walking in. It could be somebody who's looking like they're broken that day, or somebody who's sitting on their own, like Jeff in the very back there. I can say that about Jeff. He doesn't mind. But so think in those terms. How can the church as a whole practice hospitality? How can we show hospitality to one another, and how can we show hospitality to strangers? Spend some time thinking about those things, and we'll pick it back up there after we review a little bit next week. So get to work. Hey guys, the kids are released, so you're welcome to stick around and talk a little bit longer, but I'm going to have them come in and find their parents. So feel free to chit-chat for a little bit. We're going to pick this back up next week. Could you jot down a couple of things you said? Because I want to come back and hear those. I was hoping to do that last 2 minutes, but they're a little bit early, so we're going to end a little bit early too. So I'm going to let the kids in. Look for your kids, and if somebody's wandering around, help them find their kids. And then we'll pick this back. Well, good morning and welcome, everybody. It's good to be